promising an additional $30 million to support transparent and credible Congolese elections, Secretary Kerry is urging President Kabila to not seek a third term in 2016 after he changed the rules to claim a second term in 2011. Kerry says Mr. Kabila's legacy could include putting Congo on a continued path of democracy.
I encourage President Kabila to work with his government and the parliament in order to complete the election calendar and the budget. And they need to do so in accordance with the Constitution.
Kerry commended President Kabila's fight against ethnic militia in eastern provinces, including groups Rwanda says are led by some of those responsible for the Rwandan genocide 20 years ago.
I think that there is a schedule. I don't want to discuss it because I think it would be inappropriate to do so. But the answer is the president gave his word that that is not just on the agenda, but that he has a specific process in mind and timing.
The Obama administration's backing UN efforts to better prosecute sexual violence in Congo's eastern Kivu provinces, where the UN says hundreds of thousands of women have been raped and tortured by various militia as well as by the Congolese army. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay.
It appears that armed groups and state agents were each allegedly responsible for about half of all the cases of sexual violence that we recorded. Incidents of sexual violence were mainly registered during attacks on villages, alongside other human rights violations, including killings, wounding, abductions, and or lootings.
She says many perpetrators of rape go unpunished and live alongside survivors of rape in camps that house Congo's nearly 3 million displaced civilians.
I understand the challenges. However, I certainly hold the government responsible for lack of political will in the delivery of convictions.
Congolese officials say they're working to end judicial impunity in Kivu, where the United Nations says rape is used as a weapon of war. Some militiamen in Kivu will get amnesty under a regional deal meant to end the violence. But U.S. officials say they're working with Congolese authorities to establish courts to try militia leaders, who Secretary Kerry says must be held accountable for crimes against humanity. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Kinshasa.